Hey guys, it's Annis again, and I thought to, like I mentioned in the inspiration and the audio recording, that I wanted to do one for my scripts as well, considering obviously that all of that is original content. So, starting with my first one, better start bulking up. You little bitch. I thought the title would be really grabbing. I wanted to start doing scripts, but I didn't know where to start. I started getting more into femdom stuff early on, and my thought was, all right, let me get an extreme femdom script going. I thought about I took a sort of a couple of ideas from fantasies that I already had, and basically just turned it more intense in a way. So I just kind of a lot of stuff I've done is I've took fantasies I've had before and just twisted them in small ways, this one included. I never got a feel for this one, not really surprisingly. And then the second one, The Outsider Siblings, which, that one got a surprising amount of upvotes, but no comments or anything about it. I would have thought I wanted to do an incest script, but I wanted to make something that was kind of accessible. So, there's no intercourse in this audio. All the listener is getting done to them is they get fingered. That's it. There's nothing else. And I made it, fantasy, because I wanted to do fantasy scripts, too, and I did more later, and I'll touch on them a little more. And I thought it would fill a bunch of niches that hadn't been filled yet, and it would be, a good way to segue into that kind of material. I feel like that one was a little specific because it does involve some Pathfinder terms, but, I mean, it doesn't really hurt to put it into the ether. So, my next script was, give my life to you amidst the Petrichor. Now, the whole In the Rain thing was kind of something I tacked on to add, depth and emotion in a way. I knew some people were into the idea of, having sex, in the rain, or at least during rain. But I kind of always occasionally had, this fantasy of, if I got to a point where I was able to marry somebody that, the woman would propose to me, I'm really big into role reversal, so, and I'll touch on that more later as well. I like the idea of role reversal, and that's kind of a big one, I think, for role reversal. It's like the woman taking the big step about, where are we going with this relationship? And I feel like it doesn't have to fall on the man to do particular things like that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't believe in that shit. I realize that women and men are different, but there's certain things that don't need to be one or the other. So that's kind of where that sentiment comes from. And unfortunately, I had only one fill for that one. And the person took down pretty much a lot of their audios and off of Gonwald Audio and put it somewhere else. I had someone else mention that they did record it, but they were having trouble editing, and I had someone else who said they were interested, but then they deleted their account and created a new one and aren't really actually posting anymore. So which is a bit of a bummer. I rather liked that one. And in a similar vein of deep relationship and emotions, I Found Your Letters, the next one, and I had three fills for that one, One of them was they also deleted their posts on Gone Wild Audio. That one is based on the fact that, like, for one of my old exes, like, the one I mentioned in the other one, how, like, my first time, my losing my virginity, that girlfriend, we used to write letters to each other. And, like, it was just, like, there was something about the, like, the nuance of it that was really special to us. Like, you know, we could have just said all those things, but, like, something about putting them on paper and giving them to each other like that, like, there was, it was just something subtly awesome about it. And what I wanted to do was, like, take that and make it a little more intense. So I really hope that one gets more fills in the future. It's accessible, like, it's A for A, like, anybody can do it for anybody. So, very, still hoping that one gets more fills in the future. So then I released a set of fantasy scripts. There was six of them. What I wanted to do was I wanted to have a wide enough range of things happening and combinations of genders. So, like, I had a script where a, it's an A for A, where the speaker is, has made a love potion to, like, sway the feelings of someone they've liked for a long time, but it backfires and they end up getting eaten. I end up also having a bit of a reoccurring theme of not fucking around with things you don't understand. And I touch on that more in later things as well. And even in this one, there's one where it's like a wizard who fucks up and releases demons, and the wizard is being raped by demons that he let through the material plane and fights them. I feel like that's not really going to get much fills because of the need for, like, intense sound effects for different spells. But I felt like it needed to be included that way. And then I did the script for the satyr, who's courting a fair maiden walking through his forest, which that got a fill by You Actual Cookie, who also did the love potion script. He did it exceptionally well, all of the sound effects. I would honestly say that in terms of, like, production, that's still my favorite audio that he's ever done. So that's pretty cool. That was an M for F. And there was another audio where it's a hedge witch, which, you know, is like a healer kind of deal. And it's like pseudo kind of a medical audio. And, like, there's magic and it's an F for A. Excuse me. I had a audio where there's a genie. It's a female genie who gets called, and it's an F for A as well. And I thought that was going to get more fills, to be completely honest. I thought that one was going to get a lot of fills. People seem to comment that it was a really good script, and it was really intense. And at the time, it was not only my longest one, but it felt like the most organic. Like, I just kind of let my ideas flow, and I didn't worry about, like, things too much. So, yeah, it was a really good one. And then I had another one. It was an F for M. A kitsune comes out to her boyfriend, and I kind of thought that one was going to get at least one fill. I'm not really sure if it was just the subject matter or if it was the writing. I feel like a lot of those were just really niche, so they didn't get fills because of that. Like, a lot of that fantasy stuff with, like, non-humans, I feel like, is really niche, maybe more so than, like, other stuff. So, but it's still there, you know, it's still available. Anyone can find it on my sub or anything like that. So anybody listening ends up thinking you maybe want to do it, it's there. So I did a couple of poems that I'll kind of group into, like, one thing here in the audio. My very first poem was, as was a poem called Infidelity, and it was like really, it's like intense, emotional, and I felt like it went against the common cheating thing, because, you know, like the whole cheating kink is like that you're, you know, being unfaithful. In this audio, it's not kink, it's like the speaker is sad about it, like they're having sex with their wife, but they're sad about that shit. And I've actually gotten two fills on that, and that one I thought was a really, I loved writing that one. It's what kicked off my poetry. I absolutely loved it. It gave me the momentum to start writing other ones. Like my second one, Blindfold. Blindfold got a lot of fills. I was a little surprised at how popular Blindfold was. Which Blindfold is definitely like represents a kink I'm really like wanting to try. Sensory deprivation. So a lot of fills on that one. Very, one of my favorite poem that I wrote for sure. I did one called Canvas. Canvas is just basically a very general, like, masochistic one. Like, I was just kind of in this mode of, like, wanting to be owned and kind of put it out there really well. And then Boots doesn't have any fills yet. I've kind of, ever since I've been on Gone Wild Audio, had this thing about, like, being stepped on by Boots and, like, licking Boots and, like, being used as a footstool. So that's all represented in the script, and would be really nice to have somebody try it out one day. It's pretty short, you know. All right, so Prize Prince. I saw a request for like a role reversal audio kind of deal. So what I ended up doing was thinking to myself, I'm like, what's a really good normal female trope? Oh yeah, damsel in distress. So I took the damsel in distress trope and I turned it around and made it where it was like a sweet prince being rescued by a gallant female knight. And that one went over pretty well. And I got a fill by Actual Cookie, who did a very good job on that one. And a lot of people liked that audio. So that was a mission accomplished on that one. I was very proud of that script. Then I did, like, the very next day, I released What We Need, which, I love incest. Anybody who's followed me knows that it's one of my biggest kinks. Mother-son is especially my biggest kink in terms of incest, and when you pair it with impreg, just makes it, like, so good. So, like, I kind of tried to make it, like, emotional and not, like, because I don't want audios to sound like gimmicky and like lame in kind of introducing these concepts. Like I want some good emotional build up and make it seem like it's like a need, like we don't have any other choice, but not like, oh, we don't have any other choice. It's like, no, you know, like we've been going through this bullshit, and I got a fill for that one. It was really good. So and you can see all my fills, by the way, on my scripts post if you want to check it out. So that was a really good script in my opinion. Then I did Welcome to the Family. I did a beast audio, so I felt like I needed to also have a beast script, and I had to kind of like try to up the ante. So like instead of being like an instructed like, oh, it's just a female having sex with a dog, like the dog is involved in the sex entirely. So like that one is pretty filthy. I didn't really expect to get any bites on that one. But it's in the ether. Point is, like, it's there. You know, people can find it. So somebody might at one point do it. I know that somebody out there will. And they just haven't seen it yet. Or maybe they don't have, like, the momentum to do it yet. Alright, so, my first F for F script, I Want to Be Mommy Tonight. It was also my first, like, Mommy Dom audio, or my Mommy Dom script. I definitely wanted to explore that aspect of dominant submissiveness. So, it felt like I was going to hit a lot of niches that were unfilled. And I kind of expected someone to do that one, really. But, you know, it's still there. And I'm proud of that script. I liked it. I left a lot of room for performing it how you want. And I think the concept is really hot. And I think you could very easily make that, like, a father-son thing, too, in a way. If you really wanted. Then I came out with Babe, Let Me Show You, which, you know, was really good for me because, like, I'm more into gentle at femdom, and it was, like, another role reversal audio, which, you know, seemed to go together well, and I got, like, two fills on that one. One of those fills got deleted because of deleting the account and everything, or moving stuff, so, but I thought it was really easy. It was kind of quick. It was kind of voyeuristic, like, could make the speaker, you know, feel kind of, like, strong and, like, self-sufficient. Like, I like that idea. And then I came out with that script, You Think It's Okay, Sis. And I released that as a companion to You're All I Have, Sis. This audio was like a revenge rape script. It was a revenge rape script. It's really intense. There's slapping. There's, like, choking them unconscious at the end. There's, like, spanking. There's, like, and I hate you. Like, this one is a revenge rape for, like, the listener's sister having, like, taken advantage of her boyfriend. This one, I feel like, is not going to probably get much attention, but it still was filling that niche of F for F. So, hopefully at some point someone will pick it up. I would love to see someone get intense and do it. And then finally, the most recent script I posted, Babe, I'm Alive, Stop Running, which, I got a fill pretty quickly on that one. I was happy about that one. I had intended to write some stuff for Gone Wild Audio Halloween, but, I just wasn't in the right headspace for it. So, I just randomly got this idea, and, I've actually right now, been progressively working on some, like, various non-human scripts, and I think I might do a big package post like I did with my fantasy scripts with, like, six of those in different gender combinations. I've already got two done, and I'm working on an M for F right now. It's definitely it's a lot of variety right here. Like, one of them's pretty brutal, one of them's really sweet, and one of them is kind of, like, also a little sweet in a different way. So look out for that when it comes around. I may have to release some stuff a little sooner than I wanted to, based on some stuff, but, you know, whatevs. As with the audio I did about my audio inspirations, I'll probably do another bit later when I've released more material. And I hope you guys may have, anybody listening, if you heard me talk about some of these scripts and you want to fill them, please do. I love having my work come to life. It's such a big honor. For those of you who listen who have been wanting to do a script, get on it. Put it into the ether. You're going to add something unique that will really be something somebody needed to really get a concept going. So Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed. Take it easy.